Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's our favorite day of the week, Tuesday. Thank you for each and everyone who's joining us to listen to The Dumping Ground. I'm your host, Nikisha Clayton Lee. I always start off thanking each and every person who's take their time out of their busy day to just listen to us and tune in to us and leave your wonderful comments. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I pray blessings unlimited over your life. As you know, these shows are archived from day one all the way up until this current episode. These shows are recorded. They're also, you can review the shows on Spotify, Google Play, podcasts, or these shows are on all these different outlets. So you don't only have to come here to view the shows. You could definitely go to Anchor and Spotify and Google Podcasts, and these shows are there as well. So branching out a little bit. So thank you again for, again, joining me tonight. So tonight, I have an amazing show set up. You know, this platform was created to be a listening ear in a safe place where people can dump off their problems and pick up some solutions. So we're continuing the theme of knowledge is power. And, you know, my favorite quote is by Eric Thomas, and it says, knowledge isn't power. Applied knowledge is power. So each week I've been having a special guest who comes on to share some tips to empower us, our mind, body, and soul, we need to make sure our vision for 2021 is become better versions of ourselves. That needs to be our goal every day, to become better versions of ourselves. So today I have a special guest. I listened to her story yesterday, and in my heart, I feel like her passion is going to ignite your passion. Sometimes I think we really do take things for granted. And when you hear people's stories, it makes you change your whole mindset of life, or it changes everything within you. And me listening to this young lady's story yesterday, I told her, use everything that's in her. She was like, well, can I say this? Can I say that? I said, I want you to use everything that's in you, because I feel like God uses every ounce of us, even down to the manure. He wastes nothing. So I want this young lady to use everything that's in her to continue to inspire, to ignite the fire that we have, so we can reach purpose and goals and visions and dreams that you never ever have seen before, and you leave a legacy for your kids, your kids' kids. So this is my prayer for us tonight. My special guest is Sabrina Simmons. She's the mother of two sons. She's a graduate of Savannah State University and Brewer University with an MBA. Sabrina is currently battling stage 4 breast cancer. This is her second time diagnosed with this. She created a Facebook group called Fitness for Life. And this group is for people to walk with her through her journey, to encourage and to inspire. And when I talk to her, that's all she wants to do is inspire and encourage. And it touches me, because I love to run into people like that, because that's my heart. That's my nature too. So it really ignited me. She, after 20 years of corporate accounting, Sabrina, she's a CPA. She started her own tax firm, Viable Tax Solutions LLC, where she specializes in resolving outstanding tax issues. Sabrina's mission is to bridge the gap with the communication between taxpayers and the IRS revenue code. Tonight, Sabrina will be sharing her personal testimony with dealing with mental health, fitness, cancer for the second time, and some tips on solutions for your taxes. Dumping Ground family, I just want to give a warm welcome to Ms. Sabrina Simmons. Ms. Sabrina, I'm going to bring you on here. Give me 2 seconds. My screen is... Ms. Sabrina, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you. I just want to personally say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and bless my show with your story and your testimony. Like I said, I know your story. I kept hearing at night. So I think your story and your testimony is going to ignite fire in people and their passion and their purpose for to strive for that. Because your test is a testimony for others. And I think this is going to help us propel us for our purpose. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to kind of share a little bit of your story. I know right now you are battling, you were diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And like I was telling you prior, God has the final word. I understand doctors and they only can say so much, but I know there's a healer that is surpassed what doctors say. So I just want you to be encouraged to know this, in spite of what man say, God has the final word. And I want you to be encouraged to know that you have a purpose while you're still here. And he's allowing you to continue to fulfill that purpose. So I want you to keep running and full speed ahead in your purpose and keep touching lives, because I know your story is, it touched me. So I know it's going to touch others. And so I'm going to give you the opportunity to kind of give a little bit of your story so people can understand and know who you are. And we'll talk about the business, but I definitely want to give you that chance to kind of give you that opportunity to just talk about your testimony. Okay.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I don't even know how to follow it, but I did want to clear one thing. I am not a CPA yet. Not yet.
Okay. That's okay. You can claim.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. But thank you. I was so moved when you even invited me to join the blog or the radio show. Sorry, the show. So thank you. So just to give a little background, as was mentioned, I am currently battling stage 4 breast cancer. I actually found out back in October, and it was exactly 5 years to the date. 5 years ago, I learned that I found a lump in my breast. And from there, I was very scared. From that time, when they found it, the lump was very small. However, it grew. It seemed like overnight. So first of all, I want to tell anyone, if you ever find a lump in your breast, don't sit on it. Go ahead and confront the problem immediately. But anyway, I got through that. I went through chemo. I lost all my hair. While during that time, I was a single mom. I continued to work full time. I was an accountant at the time. So I had a full-time job. I had my son. And I still had to do what I had to do. So I went to chemo. I was actually getting an infusion at the time. So I lost all my hair. I was tired, but I kept moving. I had to keep it going. So this time I found it. Another issue, because the thing with cancer, you don't go back to the doctor and say, they don't just check you to see if you have cancer. You have to be able to listen to your body.
Right.
So while you're listening to your body, if something goes on, it could be just your leg hurting. It could be swelling. It could be anything that could be a sign of cancer. Like I said, there's nobody to tell you, or there's no program in place, nothing in place for you besides a mammogram.
Right.
But this particular time when I found it, it was basically, for some reason, I thought I had heartburn. I thought it was extreme heartburn. So I went to the gastro specialist. They did a biopsy and came back, said it was in my stomach. They actually saw that it was cancer, and it was a very recurrence of that breast cancer. There was no lump in my breast this time.
Yeah.
So I had to deal with that, and actually I found that out back in October. So from then on, I felt defeated initially. Again, by that time, I was trying to get my business started. I was still in the beginning stages of getting my business started. I had already been doing business for about a year and a half, but this was going to be the year that I was really going to grow.
Right.
But anyway, I had to take that news. I had to keep it rolling, keep it moving. I went on from there. I went on to I was actually told to go to the oncologist, scheduled to go to the oncologist, and they went on, and that's when they realized that the cancer had already spread through my body, through my organs. But again, there was a few things that I could do with that information. I could just sit there and I could cry, but I call it, I had to pull up my big girl panties and I had to keep it moving. I went through that stage of being depressed about it, but I had to carry on.
That is something, that is a horrific story that you are enduring right now. But I personally want you to know you're not alone, all right? Because I know the enemy tries to isolate us when we're going through the storm and you feel like you're by yourself. So I just want you to know that you're not by yourself. You're not alone. God said he'll leave you a comforter and he will comfort you. And I just want you to be encouraged. I know it's easy said and done, right? I never walked in your shoes. I don't know how, you know, what to do. But one thing I do know is that God is not a liar, right? I know his word is true.
Yep.
And when we're faced with adversity, that's when our faith really is a test. And I feel like this is your test. I hate tests. I hate tests. I never, ever, 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 ever get good on tests. No matter how much I study or whatever, it's just the anxiety of it, right? So, the process is just sucks, right? And but I know that there is a jewel inside of you. You are able to build something, produce something. You have this business, Viable Tax Solutions. You've been in corporate accounting for 20 years. You said you had to push through the pain even when you were first diagnosed with cancer and you still had to go to work. And so I feel like God is using all of those. Nothing is, like I told you, he uses everything. He doesn't waste anything. So I feel like your business that you're growing is going to flourish, right? And like you said, you were like, man, my goal was to have it big by such and such and such. I don't think it's going to stop your vision and your goal because of your news. I think it's going to thrive even and propel you further because of it, right? Not in sympathy or anything, but people are going to see that this young lady has pretty much a death wish, right? Like the way these doctors say things to you, you'd be like, you pretty much designed my life the way, pretty much, right? And I feel like God is going to use that to show people that he is who he is in spite of, right? So I have my brother-in-law, he's ready to talk to you right now about his business, you know what I'm saying? And I think us posting and us supporting, because I'm all about supporting small businesses. As you can see, I'm forever sharing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is in the demand of what, right? Because we're so private, we're not going to really say. So we just be strolling through social media like the average person to kind of find the content or whatever we're looking for or what we're in need of. Because that's our new yellow page, right? You know how back in the day we can go to the yellow page and find stuff. But now our social media is our yellow page. So I think this is going to be your year of prosperity like you've never seen it before. And I'm just excited to just Tina Gibbs making the connection, because I want to see God is who he is and he's not a liar. And I'm just excited. I'm excited. And like I told you that I remember you were saying that your fitness group. I've been watching your fitness group. I've been seeing people post their success stories and different things. And you said you created this as your coping mechanism. So, like, how did that come about? You were just sitting down, or how did that fitness group come about to you?
Well, I knew I had did my own research.
Mm-hmm.
But had I realized, and I was told, and I was, you know, I prayed about it, but I was encouraged to get as much exercise in as possible. So initially, mm-hmm. I actually created that page to invite people to come along on this journey with me, but not just come along. It was my way of trying to motivate everyone else to be proactive
mm-hmm.
with their health.
Mm-hmm.
When I, you know, the members, when I see them exercising and when I see them moving, because we're all battling with something.
That's it.
But just having a group of like-minded people who, for one, want to be a part of my journey.
Yep.
People, for two, who wants, you know, it's basically you establish one language, fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. fitness at all. And it's not just about physical fitness. It's about mental
right.
fitness. And it's about
it.
Spiritual fitness also.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the battle, when you're battling cancer of any kind or any type of illness, mental fitness is very important.
Right.
So that group was to keep me encouraged, keep me motivated. And it does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst thing
I
can do. Sit there and to get tired. But believe me, it's easy to do. But
mm-hmm.
let me tell you one thing that really encouraged me. Initially, I was tired. I was back on the chemo. But, you know, once I started walking, it seemed like I had more strength and more. So I started out a little to the oncologist. And they drew blood work. And she said, Sabrina, she said, your levels are looking so good. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I said, I walk Stone Mountain almost every day. She said, wait a minute,
wow.
You walk Stone Mountain? Now, this is the doctor, okay?
Wow.
You walk Stone Mountain, how? I said, I get up and I do it. And she said, well, you need to continue to do that because if
mm-hmm.
you can do it, do it. There are so
mm-hmm.
many people who once they get their diagnosis, something like that, they stop
mm-hmm.
to give up.
Yep.
Your mind can really drain you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just
mm-hmm.
couldn't do that. That group, I just said, you know, that's like my energy pill. I keep
yeah.
it going because I have, you know, it's like a part of my job. I have to, I have to be available to post to my
mm-hmm.
group. And I
yeah.
actually did get sensitive. Like when people won't post, I go out and say,
yeah.
hey, what's going on? What's, you know,
right.
because I'm energized by everyone else. It's to
right.
me, it's my purpose to give. Like just even
mm-hmm.
in my business, I
yep.
give advice. I give information. I give
mm-hmm.
knowledge.
Yep.
In fitness for life, that's why I give the, you know, knowledge, I give motivation.
So
I have a new purpose. I feel like I have a new purpose through all of this, and my purpose is to give.
That's a good thing to be able to do. And one part that you said, you talked about mental health, and this is what we talked about yesterday, and I've been
mm-hmm.
drilling this in my audience. Because African-American people were never taught to get help, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were, especially African-Americans who was born up, brought up in church, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were taught
mm-hmm.
to go to the altar, pray it out. Not that we're degrading
yeah.
God's word and his prayer, because prayer changes things. Let's just get that on the front
yeah.
seat. But sometimes faith without work is dead. So you can pray, right? But if you don't put no faith behind it with no action,
yeah.
It means nothing. So I remember,
yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you said, Keisha, I needed to go and get me some help. right?
Yes.
That is a vulnerable moment for us as women, because we were taught to be superheroes, right? We know how to mask things for so long. Inside, we're dying, but we have this mask on, like we're living our best life. But you're dying, right? So I appreciate the vulnerability of you saying, girl, I have to go and get some help from me. I can't be no beneficial for nobody else until I have some clarity. You said the degrees didn't mean nothing, because I was like, girl, you got, what are you talking about? You got 2 degrees, you know, like you're super smart. You said, Makisha, degrees mean nothing if your mental is not in check. And I think people need to understand that, because we get caught up in the titles. We get caught up in the degrees. We get caught up in the superficial of life, and you're dying on the inside. Just because you want to keep up with the facade of fame. Go get some help. It's totally okay to go get some help. I used to laugh when people do that. But guess what? Those people, like I was telling you, those people are living in their abundance. They're living in their purpose. They didn't got heels and moved on. And here we are still harboring stuff when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? Because we never, ever dealt with the little kid that's inside of us that's been hurt when we were 6 years old, probably with molestation or rejection, abandonment, all these different issues that's wrapped up in our mental illness that we just put a Band-Aid on it, right? And then you're wondering why you can't perform at work. You're wondering why you're getting into it with your husband and your friends and all this stuff, because those things are oozing out of your relationships and everything, because you never went to get help and to learn how to get healed and get a new way of thinking and a transformating mind. So I appreciate the fact that you're saying, I had to do that for me. If I wanted to live, I had to go get some help, right? And mental health, like you said, that is an important piece of our mind, body, and soul. That's our empowerment, right? You have to be holding your mind. Right. You have to be holding your body. You have to be holding your spirit. Because if not, we're tri-being person, right? If you're not holding those things, something missing, right? Did I miss anything, Miss Sabrina? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over your interview, but I'm so sorry.
I just wanted to add, I mean, you're doing great. And you have definitely hit a lot of the points. When I did decide, I knew. I mean, basically, I was just totally existing. I had a, you know, when I first went to go get some help, I had an office. I had a beautiful scenery behind me. I had the position, but I was just merely existing. I didn't even see it happening. I did not see it happening. So I went ahead and I took that step, and I went to my therapist. I started getting going to counseling, but she suggested, and I'm open about this. She suggested that I could go get some more help, and that's what I did. Yeah. And when I went there, you'd be surprised. You know, I'm looking around this room, and there's other people there too getting counseling.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be surprised how many professors were there, how many doctors were there, how many other counselors were there, how many teachers were there, how many bankers. You would be surprised. And everybody from all levels of life. And we all was just there to be vulnerable and to approach and to get well, to approach what we were dealing with and to get well. I'm so glad I did that. And from there, that's where I actually got the clarity. At that point, I decided I was going to go ahead and start my business. That's where I decided. I was not going to go back. Because when I went out and got the help, I was on short-term disability. I went ahead and put my leave in. And from there, I just decided that I was going to branch out on my own. I did not want to. I had clarity. I finally had clarity, you know, because if you don't get issues handled, you're going through life with lenses, with blurred lenses.
That's it.
You're not seeing things clear.
That's it.
You know, your decisions are not clear. Your choices are not clear. You're just merely existing. slept.
Yep.
Once I was able to get some clarity, I decided that I wanted to do that and do something on my own. I knew I had the skills. I knew I had the experience. I knew I had the education. So to me, and I never looked back. I never looked back. And matter of fact, I think even getting that help, that mental help, helped me to deal with going through this battle that I'm going through now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
it was
in addition to that, you know, prayer was everything. God, he allowed me to get the help that I need. And also, I also kind of want to pay homage to yoga.
Yeah, I
yoga
saw you say that.
Instrumental. Yeah, I take yoga. I do. I love the practice. It is so needed. It helps you to just kind of stay focused no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the mess is going on right now. The news, what you see around you. I think everybody's just so unstable right now. The world is unstable. But I was able to get some balance between having, being a little bit more mentally stable, plus being mindful, and having God by my side.
Yeah. I'm like so in awe of your story. I mean, because I just know a lot of people would have gave up, right? And seeing you thriving in the midst of the storm is so encouraging.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say it's encouraging, it really is so encouraging. I'm like super honored to be able to have a conversation with you. Like I said, I know your story is going to ignite even one person to know. Even you may have a prognosis, you may be about to lose your job or something, but you get spend some time with God and get some help, and you can get clarity and know that there's purpose, right? God don't miss you. He don't give you everything, and he gave each and every one of us purpose and goals.
Yes,
and we just have to tap in and listen. So the thing is, what are we listening to, right? Were you listening to social media? Are you listening to crap? But if you don't hear the voice of God, you're going to miss something, right? So I think that's a lesson for all of us. Like, we really need to focus on, what are you listening to? What voice are you listening to? Are you going to listen to the doctor? Are you going to, who are you going to listen to? And I think, like I said, I know with you, you're going to go some places, ma'am. I feel like your time hasn't come, right? I feel like you still have more to give, more to offer. So I'm just glad that we had the opportunity to speak. And now the name of your business is Viable Tax Solution LLC. And where you are in accounting, you know how to talk to the Mr. IRS man, because you know nobody can stand on people, honey.
We need
somebody to stand in the gap with us, with the IRS, Mr. Uncle Sam. So you have that gift. And I know right now with this stimulus check and these taxes, honey, people need to talk to you, because I have people who have small businesses and they need to know what to do and how to, you know, with these outstanding taxes and liens and all this stuff. They need to have somebody they can trust. And I think, Mr. Karina Simmons, you are the girl. So I'm definitely, like I said, my brother-in-law, when I hang up this call with you, I'm going to text him your information, and I'm sure he's going to tell everybody in this city about you. So be looking forward to hearing from people. And just know, I know that it's not over, right? It's not over. And I'm just excited to see the next level, the 2.0 Sabrina Simmons, right? You 2.0, baby girl, you're taking it to the next level. And I'm just excited to see what's going to come after that, because it's not, I truly feel like you have more to give. You have more to give, and you have ignited the dumping ground with your presence, your story, your testimony, and your gifts. So do you have anything else you would like to say, Ms. Sabrina?
No, but like I said, thank you for mentioning my company also. I do serve clients worldwide. Mm-hmm. I have the greatest technology. Even if you're not in the Atlanta area, I could still serve you and utilize technology heavily. And like you mentioned, I work very closely with the IRS. I'm very, very current on this new legislation, these new laws,
mm-hmm.
tech laws.
Yes,
if anyone needs me or anyone has any questions, I'm willing to work with you. I'm willing to work with your business to get you current, to get you valid. I guess that's what I want to use, valid.
That's a good one.
Get you where you need to be. My phone number is 678-462-8861. I will pick up the line.
You will.
You can always reach me on my website. Yep. That's www.ViableTaxSolutionsLLC.com.
Yep.
So, and also
you are on Facebook, right? And Instagram.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. Yes,
uh-huh.
yes.
Yep.
Viable Tax Solutions LLC.
Yep.
I just want to encourage everyone to live your life. Let go of anything that you don't need to hold on. If it's not serving you, and I mean this, if it's not serving you, let it go. Stop holding on to old emotions, to what you want things to be. Get a hold to let go of anything that's not serving you. Let it go.
Right.
Don't waste
right.
any time.
Yeah.
Learn how to get along. Get with God. Mm-hmm. Meditate. I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning. 5 a.m.
Wow.
When I wake up, the first thing I do is open my window. What I want to do is I want to hear birds chirping.
Right.
You know, at 5 a.m., first thing I do, I open that window up. I do a 20-minute workout. Then I sit down and I listen to Bible verses. I have an audio Bible.
Right.
Right now I'm going through Psalms. Basically, I go through 7 chapters, the way I want to start my day. I don't care what's going on. That's the way I want to start my day.
Yep.
I'm so grateful and thankful to God, because if you all knew what I feel like I'm living my best life, and that's no cliche. I mean that.
Okay.
Life is the best it has been in a long time, and I'm so grateful for it.
I'm so excited. Like I said, Ms. Sabrina, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your next level, your new journey. And we definitely going to, right now I'm in North Carolina, but when I come back to Atlanta, I'm definitely going to connect. We're going to go get some food. I like to eat, but I like to eat healthy.
Yes,
and I do work out.
Okay. Yes,
so
we're
going to have us a good time. And I'm just looking forward to just really talk to you, because I know I can learn a lot, and we can help each other, push each other into purpose. So I'm super excited that Tina made this connection with us, with me and you, because I immediately I knew something was great about you. And that was my first time talking to you ever. I didn't know you from a can of paint, but I know there's something about you. And I'm just excited. And but that's all we have tonight, Ms. Sabrina. That time went by fast, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I told you it was going to be good.
Yes. And time don't wait on nobody, does it? Time
you
does
got
not
that.
Wait on anyone.
Got that right, sister. And, well, that's all we have tonight, guys. It's been such an amazing time that we had with Ms. Sabrina Simmons, sharing her story, sharing her passion, sharing her business. I told you she was going to use it all. And she laid it out on the line. And so, if you have any questions about your businesses or your tax purposes or whatever you need to do, reach out to Viable Tax Solution LLC, and she will make it happen for you. Ms. Sabrina, thank you so much for your time tonight, and we will connect again, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed one. All right, Something Ground family, that's all we have tonight. Until next Tuesday.